Wednesdays. We hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
Welcome to the sunny side. The sun rises here. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Humans, welcome, the humans worthy of majesty. How you doing? Okay. I love it. It's drizzling outside. Yeah, this. I think it's been like a relatively permanent drizzle, like throughout the night. Well, I wasn't even sure because I didn't hear rain. I just woke up and everywhere, it's just the way I like it. Yeah. How you doing? That's Lagos. Well, and then, of course, if you're listening from wherever else, outside the country, from out of state, it's good to have you on the sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to Worthy of Note. And I didn't, well, I haven't quite yet spoken of the situation where vehicles were auctioned by the Lagos State government. I thought that it was, maybe I just couldn't handle it, I would say. And of course, you know, other things equally mattered. And so I dealt with other issues on the show. But given that today is worthy of note, I want to find out what motorists are dealing with on a regular basis. I'm going to make a quick reference to the auctioning of vehicles, and then what some people might have reported, and I think today would serve to maybe highlight what might be happening in the shadows, and maybe time has come for it to be brought forward. That's if it's an actual situation. Onigbajo was on channels recently, and he is So I have a message here from someone who's saying that this is my vehicle, blah blah blah. Okay, so I'm going to read your message in a moment. And by the way, thanks to everyone who sends me messages. Please pardon me if you don't get it, like, an immediate response. Yeah, I get to see, at least I believe I get to see maybe all of your messages, and I try to respond to them as frequently as I can. You leave me a message anywhere, social media, inboxed. Some of you have my email, so I have I received one this morning about, you know, the same situation. So I'll reference that in a moment. But let's just hit the ground running. Now, first hour, we're talking about how maybe the Agberus in the neighborhood or law enforcement agents are entrapping Nigerians just to justify an extortion. I hear that some officers are, maybe some people in the neighborhood, maybe the touts, maybe some enforcement agents are removing the signs that say one way, and then they hide in the corners for you to make a wrong turn, and then they pounce on you and maybe get to impound your vehicle or charge you or fine you. We want to know what or where those areas are. Yeah, our first hour, second hour, we're going to go into the social philosophy. At least now we can call that a social philosophy, which is this whole destiny helper thing. We're hoping to thoroughly lacerate it with some good judgment and maybe arrive at clarity that might help us maybe continually sustain it, or maybe hold on to it as conviction, or do away with it in hopes that we have clinged onto better thinking or higher knowledge. At 2:30, Desmond would be here. Yeah, you're looking forward to a chat with him on the environment. So don't miss that for nothing. It promises to be very interesting. I would say we're ready with time, and now let's begin. The Lagos State government has justified its recent auction of some impounded vehicles owned by violators of the traffic laws in the state. Now, they auctioned over 100 vehicles, actually 134. On Thursday, they auctioned 134 forfeited and abandoned vehicles at the task force compound in Ikeja. The auction attracted mixed reaction from Nigerians. Now, the Commissioner for Justice and Attorney General of the state, Onibajo, insisted that the auction followed due process. Now, Mr. Onigbanjo was on channels recently. He said the traffic offenders were given the opportunity to defend themselves before a magistrate court. According to him, all the cars that were auctioned, some were abandoned, and then notices were even given in advertorials. Publications were made on the daily, in the dailies, and it was said that people were told, if your car has been abandoned in the yard, you can still come and pick it up before the auction date. According to him, it would appear that quite a number of owners didn't show up before the auction date. He felt that the videos that made rounds on social media pretty much were just there to stir sentiment and maybe put the government in bad light. Some people actually felt that the punishment far outweighed the crime. And he says the law knows no sentiment. If you're in violation, then we give you an opportunity to defend yourself. And in the event that you might not be capable to defend yourself, well, we keep your car. And if we keep it for too long and you do nothing about getting it back, then we put it up for sale. All right. I want to go to this particular report. Going through the dailies this morning. This would really be something if this is really happening for sure. Following the clampdown on motorists who drive against traffic in Lagos State, some drivers have accused the police and some government workers of taking advantage of the situation to extort money from them. Now, the Lagos State government recently auctioned, of course, as you know, 134 vehicles. The exercise was greeted with mixed feelings. Some motorists and commuters shared experiences of driving on unmarked roads. It is assumed that some of these roads used to have markings, like you would get an indication that says, this is one way, don't go this way. Now, in the event that you do not know that it's one way and you, of course, drive that way, apparently enforcement agents or police might just be around the corner just waiting for you to commit an error. In fact, a not deliberate error. And then they say you have fallen short of the law and here we're going to do something to you for what you have done if you don't do something about the situation. Anyhow, you slice it, you are in the grip of the law and it seems as though something has to give. So I want to talk about the markings on the highway. I think I've had one, two experiences like that where someone said to me, oh no, don't go that way. It's one way. And I'm like, well, nothing says it's one way. So is it possible that there are a few agents who work against the law to bring you before the law as one guilty? In fact, they do the law a disservice. If there are no markings, how are you guilty for something that you did not know was wrong? I mean, if you didn't know. Well, first of all, we must also establish that there are some drivers in Lagos who are just crazy. And I don't know why they think that they can modulate madness. But maybe, again, if you've lived in Lagos long enough, their assumption is for you to survive here, you have to be able to modulate madness. I was driving. I went to see a friend on the mainland and I was coming, you know, coming back home. I think it must have been like 10:30, 11, and the highway was free. Now, I drive a V6 and I love to run. I have an appetite for fast cars. So, you know, felt like it was me and two other people on the highway. And I just thought, well, step on the gas, right? No. Yeah. That was how I saw one guy. I prayed and you undermine miracle, to be honest with you. You really take for granted miracles, like miracles that happen every moment, every day throughout your life. Because I don't know. I've had those God thank you, like who, what is this demon? How kind situations where you're just thinking, okay, you're in the right of way, and so you can pretty much stay by the laws, do what, and then some guy just puts his head from the back. It's like, you know. And I remember that night, the thing shook me. And, well, I'm glad to be alive, I guess. Well, so there are those type of Nigerians. And then they're the ones who, honest to God, don't know. You know what? Let's hit the ground running. The conversation begins on Nigeria Info. Let's talk. I believe you've had your own honest experience. And then if you have suffered as a consequence of not knowing, and then you just haven't, you have an agent, you have an agent, a police officer, someone to stop you and say, hey, you're... But is it really true that agents remove the sign? Because that is criminal. You know, that's... Yeah. I'm not alone in this, I know.
This is Worthy of Note.
Hello, hi, we're Nigeria Info. Welcome tonight. Make it back, the sunny side. My name's Joyce, what's your name?
Hello.
Hello, turn up the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, all right, not sure why. Hey, hi. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. What's your name?
Yeah, I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay, are you a public servant? Are you an officer?
Okay, my name is Olumide.
Ah, okay. All right, go ahead then.
Yeah, I think one thing I want us to establish in this conversation is that there will always be a weak link in every institution. There are good... officials and there are bad officials, but I think in the Lagos of officials, most of them, permit me to use that word, are very bad.
Why do you say
they are
that?
Out there to service their pocket? They are out there to enrich themselves, not to implement what the law says. And I think during their training, most of them, they did not train them to at least.
So I do apologize. I'm not sure why I'm losing you, but I'm hoping you're going to call me back. You're on Nigeria Info. This is the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Yeah, Joyce, I was listening to the side of your story too. And I think I was a victim of circumstance too.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a time I took one of my neighbor to Yaba just of I think that should be last month. So I was going towards this Akoko University Road. So I never knew, I went far, so I never knew the next turn by the left, which I took.
What area is that, please, so that people can know? What area is that?
That is this Akoko University Road.
Akoka, you mean?
Akoka, yeah.
Okay.
This University Road. So
okay.
I was going, so there was a place I'm supposed to take right. So I took left. So immediately I took the left, I was not too comfortable again. So there was a driver who flashed me. He said it's one way. So I had to reverse instantly and follow the driver. So when I followed the driver, I picked the right way. So going through a street to exit, to an exit for me to link to the main university road, as if you are going to Bariga. So it's unfortunately, I saw some two young guys. They just attacked me.
Were they officers of the law?
I just don't know them. There's no uniform. There's no identity. They were showing me ID cards. What's your ID card? They said they work with the VIO. I said, you work with VIO and you don't have a uniform, nothing to identify you. You just stopped me. And so that is how they picked me and they took me to one of the locations where there were two policemen there and other guys there. So they were telling me that beat traffic. I said, Is it where you stopped me down by big traffic or where? Because there should be an evidence to this. So in all, they were making it difficult that I have to pay 15,000 to resolve the issue. I said, sorry, sir, I cannot pay 15,000 if you cannot show me the evidence where the incident took place. Because I was coming out from an exit, you stopped me. So if you can show me the evidence, I will duly respect what you said and I'll pay you this 15,000. So unfortunately we're bragging and they could not show me the picture and they said they would take me to office. I said, okay, fine, let us go to office. So the two policemen now came. They said I should enter my vehicle. I entered the vehicle. They said, where is my driver's license? I said, sir, I can only show you my driver's license, but I cannot give you my driver's license. There is only the VIO or road safety that are licensed to do this. So I don't know why people are here. So we're bragging all. At the end, they released me. They released me in all. So I had to just zoom off. So that is how I escaped.
Did you see any sign that did indicate expressly that this is a one-way drive?
There was no sign, Joyce. Where they, you see this sign, they place it in a place that you can't even identify it. By the time you break you go in, that was where they will now reverse you and tell you that there is a sign. And some sign they will place, there will be a sign of maybe a tree is blocking the sign. And that's why nobody will see it.
All right. Thank you.
So those are a kind of problem we are encountering with these guys.
All right.
And I would love Lagos State Government to do something speedily about it.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. Well, your experiences will count today. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've done that. My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
All right, okay. So you are talking to somebody who has lost close to 200,000 naira to those, to those people. This thing has happened to me like four times in the past two years. Okay, the first happened at Mushi. I was taking somebody somewhere to Mushi. So and I was also afraid. Am I taking one way or not? Because I don't know that area well.
Yeah.
And suddenly I wanted to enter a street. I now saw about three people in front of me, you know, beckoning on me to lower my glass, you know, that there's no problem, we are going to settle it. I said, okay, what happened? What have I done? They said, no problem. I just, that they are officers of the law. One of them identified himself as a local government staff. The other one says last man or whatever.
Wow, then, local government staff.
Yes. In fact, I said four times. They're all over the place. So, to cut it short, then they said I had entered one way, and I just veered into the street. Part of my car was still on the major way. I just veered into the street when I met them. So eventually they took me to the office. Once they took me to the office, the people who took me to the office handed me over to some people and returned to the place. So in the office, before I knew it, they had already started writing 40,000 naira receipt. Then they dumped it on me, and then they left. I should go and pay. Then your car has been impounded. Go to that office and pay and bring the receipt. There's nothing I didn't do. They held me from morning till evening until I was able to pay 30,000 naira. That was when they now left me. When I left that place, I went back to where the incident happened, and I was asking people, please show me how I enter one way. Is it place one way? They say yes. Where is the sign? They pointed at somewhere. The signboard was on the ground. At the same place where the two were standing. On the ground.
Oh,
it was on the ground.
No way.
Okay? So, that is one. But let me not just waste your time. But this is what they are doing all over the place. It's about the money. There's nothing you can say to save you. Once they take you to the office, they'll hand you over to some other mean people who will tell you that, okay, if you don't want to go to jail and have a psychiatric examination and pay 90,000 and then lose your car, then go and pay 30, come and bring 30,000 naira, and then we can talk to our guy, maybe he can forgive you or something like that. And if you don't bring that money, there is nothing can bring out your car. That is what they're doing everywhere. Some of them, they call themselves local government. In fact, every local government have the people who do that thing for them. They are talking about here. That I know Oshodi. The one that happened to me at Oshodi is even more painful. Okay? But I believe that some other people will call in and they'll give you their experiences.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's something particularly malevolent, it's like deliberately crafted evil to bring pain upon Nigerians when we hear stories as this where someone puts you through pain or a certain level of loss for something that is not your doing or not totally not your fault. Like, I can't imagine the sign. How is he supposed to know that the sign was on the floor where they were standing? I have a message here. He says, Joyce, I'm Morris from Lagos. I just paid 20,000 now to a policeman for a fine to pass one way at Oshodi. That was due to my map direction. What are we going to say about that? I'm a dispatch rider. I felt paying that money. And note, some motorists also pass that street. I guess they are acquainted with those motorists. Dispatch rider just paid 20,000. And his map says, well, you can go that way. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. It's 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I can afford one more conversation before top of the hour. Hello, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. Go ahead, tell us your name. You have a minute and a half.
Can I remain anonymous?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a police officer.
Oh, good.
And I've not worked with a task force before, but I know the job they do in Lagos City.
Okay.
I may not be a fan of APC, but Lagos State government is very sincere in what they are doing. In terms of enforcing the law and making sure that citizens comply.
Mm.
But the problem we have now is the man that was saddled with the responsibility of enforcing this law, they are not the one removing the sign by themselves. Let me be sincere to you. That's why I want to remain anonymous. They're not the one removing the sign, but they're the one, some of them anyway, not all of them, engaging with all those touts to go and remove the sign. And even the Lagos State on their own, because they have task force that monitor task force Lagos State to check task force, to checkmate all the signs, because citizens have been complaining. This is not the first time they're complaining about these signs being removed. The task force that go around to check those signs, most of them are corrupt. They will send touts to go and remove those signs. And even when they force them to put it back, they'll go and hide it at the back of a tree. I'm not happy what is going on. Of course, you cannot rule out the fact that some drivers are, especially the downfall drivers, even the private, some of them are so reckless. For no reason, you enter one way. There's no traffic. If there's traffic, even when there's traffic, you should obey the law. But sometimes the road is very free.
Pardon me.
Enter one way.
Pardon me.
I'm talking about those innocent Lagosians.
Pardon me.
That fall into these victims.
Please hold on a second. Pardon me. I'm sorry. I have to be off on a break. And if you would call me back, I'll appreciate. Please.
All right.
I'm grateful. Lagos, Nigeria. The conversation continues on the other side of the hour. We'll be right back. We're Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
We're back at it. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 3 minutes past 1 p.m. I want to quickly go to WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Joyce. Exactly at that Yaba where the first caller mentioned, I have been a victim there before. No sign. Even police car is always stationed at the junction that man mentioned. God help us. These guys are everywhere in this your Lagos that makes driving irritating to you. More on the mainland. Kay from Ikeja. Thank you very much for your message. Except or otherwise, the high-ranking officers do benefit from development of police. Is this for me? Oh, pardon me. Joyce, removing the sign is one thing. Hiding it behind a pillar to catch their victims is probably something else. I think this too devious character in a crime. The Lagos State government should look into this very seriously. Mo from Aja, thank you. The junction just after Zenith Bank in Owerri-Sokoto has a one-way sign that was deliberately removed by only God knows who. I have a dash cam that protects me from all these criminals in uniform. Every Lagos driver must have a dash cam. It's your only evidence against men in uniform. Dre from Victoria Island. Look, I just did you all a favor. I took the liberty to Google dash cam. Apparently, there are cams going for like 8,000, 10,000. You can probably get something a little bit more sophisticated, 20,000. So it seems as though with a 20K budget, you might be able to get a dash cam. As against always, I mean, we heard someone say he's paid $200,000 in 2 years. That's not fitting money. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Make it back. The sunny side. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon is good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello, on the line.
Thank you.
Calling from Ikeja.
Great to have you.
Yeah, I was once a victim at Owerri-Sokoto. Don't you just read now?
Ah.
I did Zenith Bank. Yes.
Okay.
I entered the one way. Police caught me. I paid money. So on returning back, passing through the right way, I saw the police officer, could you believe, was turning the mount of the one way.
Uh-huh.
Sincerely speaking.
He was turning.
I saw it.
You were caught?
Yes, I was arrested at past one way.
Okay.
Coming back after settling them, coming back, I saw the police officer. You know, the sign is always attached to a pole.
Okay.
So the pole, the guy just, the police officer turned it.
Oh, so he turned the pole to show one way.
The pole, yes.
Oh.
So those coming from the other side won't see. Once you break the one-way sign, they'll turn it back to the right side and come and tell you, see, this is the sign. And that will show you that that guy
no
is
the way. No way.
Sincerely speaking.
How much did you pay?
I gave them $3,000.
Okay.
But it was, because I'm an illegal driver, it was my hard-earned money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's everybody's hard-earned money.
Iyaba has a lot of one-way. Somolu, if you don't know Somolu at all, it has a lot of one-way also.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
We make Nigeria a living hell. Then we talk about miracles. We hope that this can be Switzerland. You know, we hope that this can just become the country of our dreams. But we go to work every day to make this a nightmare. Wow. Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank
Hello.
You for calling.
God bless you, Auntie.
Bless you.
My name is Comrade J.K. Chukwu. R1 of R.Chukwu in Otter Farm. Comrade Koboko. One Nigeria youth and one Nigeria unity. Thank God for bringing up a full topic. Well, my friend took me two years ago to Ladebo. Fatayatare. If you're coming to Ladebo, go to Fatayatare. Left is Oshodi. Right is Munchi. My work for this man is that we wanted to cross. Not that we have crossed traffic. Oh. Before you know it, the man started speaking French. Odo man. If you first of all tell my friend that he's going to check his brain, whether his brain is normal.
Like a psychiatric evaluation.
Yes. You know, when our head is correct. Before you know it, he took us to Ikeja, those Dallas man office. So the man do in weekend very, very well. Concerning us, I know we tell you lies, so we respect ourselves here. There is no too much fence in order, like in Lagos. But whether we suffer here is just our Keke Marowa and Okada. Then go those who want to cross traffic. Then somebody go tell them, say, hey, they will carry their condo, now they are sick. They go say, hey, back there. Hey,
Marowa,
back there. Inner light. So I was wondering how you go tell somebody to park inner light in the afternoon. Are you hearing me?
Really?
Back, inner light in the afternoon. So the road we are passing here is, let me say, they go hide one place.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for calling.
So going for here.
All right, I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Yes. What's your name? And you can go ahead.
My name is Property. And concerning this report, God bless you for bringing it up. And what we've been facing is, it's nothing to write to me about. The Owurusoki have been involved. I was stopped there too. In fact, my driver licenses will be there. But because I knew what they did was wrong, I zoom off.
Your driver's license is with them.
Photocopy. I don't give it them. They
okay.
Scan
okay.
Whatever
oh,
they want
no, the
to
photocopy.
Do
okay, no. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah, because it was the photocopy. Because what I did was, immediately they removed that sign. I didn't see sign because I always make sure I check that because I've been driving for a year, so I know how to do all those things.
Mm.
So, but there's a filling system immediately after that turning, that which is the one way. So instead of it to correct, at least I can even enter the distance. So, but they didn't tell me anything. So, some guys, because they saw that some guys were coming to, ask them. I have not done anything. I can easily enter the station and use the right way.
Mm.
Just okay, let's go to that station. But immediately, as a smart guy, Lagos has taught me. I paid different money because of all this. There's a one way before, on the, as if you're coming from Oshodi, approaching the airport road, there was no sign in there. Always, you see police, you see last man, all of them there. So I paid money there. I paid money in Devil's Bay. So that thing has enter my brain that anytime something like that happens, I'm always ready. I would rather damage my car. I've told some people, I would rather damage my car in that kind of a thing because they've gotten to say that even if you're on your right, man, you will pay. I paid 26,005 on this February 16th this year. On the road, I didn't take one way. I have the pictorial evidence. I did everything. My car was in their yard for 3 years. At the end of the day, they still vandalized my car. So
your car was in their garage for how many years?
For, for 3 days,
Okay.
They were telling me to go to Oshodi, which is mobile court. I went to mobile court. They were telling me to go back. I was going front and back. Those one would tell me they've not brought the matter. I would go there. They would say, so when somebody now told me that if you keep, if I leave the car for long, what they would do, eventually they take it to court. Maybe lawyer would tell me that, okay, I won the case, but they would tell me to come and pay for demurrage, which is for the numbers of days. Mm. So instead of wasting the distance, if I, logically, I just calculated, okay, it's better I pay the money. I ended up with 26.5. So when I calculated all those things, that was why I made the moment that I would rather, I didn't do anything wrong. I was on normal, there was no signage. How do you expect people to know? I don't stay there. You can't tell me not to go move out. I'm in Lagos. I need to do things. I need to, to do business. And these are the things they do every day, every now and then.
And you're sure, you're honest that you were not in violation of the law?
Yes, I was super sure. But, you know...
And you're saying you'd rather destroy a part of your vehicle?
I'd rather destroy my car. Yes, to go and give panel beater and paint out the money rather than giving them this money.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's because it has gotten to that stage. Because when you calculate the time they will waste and everything, it's better. It's quite better. I can easily drop my car in the panel and go and sleep in my house rather than be begging them up and down. They end up being tempted to go and pay 150,000. These are things that they put us into in Lagos.
This is madness.
And I used to tell people that Lagos government, they know about all these things. Because people have been complaining day in, day out, but they are not doing anything. People, these people, they are how to extort, not to complain, to correct. It's extortional correction.
Thank you.
So thank you. God bless you.
You know, one time I was at law school, and I don't know what the driver was told. I don't know what the officers might have done. I saw a grown up man take his, like, he stripped down to skin. And he insisted. So, well, he spoke a lot. He was speaking Yoruba, so I wasn't sure. But whatever that scene was, it was clear, even to the blind, that that man was not going to go down without a fight. And I'm like, so first of all, I'm like, no, don't take your clothes off. Well, that was me, you know, like, and he took his clothes off and he was just walking back and forth, like, and he was going at these guys. And all of a sudden, you no longer wonder what the issue was with the officers. You're maybe trying to figure out why there's a naked man on the streets charging at everyone. So here we have a caller who's saying, I'd rather destroy my vehicle than go and sleep with those guys. You know, be in bed with them 3 days, 4 days, back and forth and beg them, I'd rather destroy my vehicle. So I don't know whether we understand the implication of our actions. Like, we are assuming that the devil is somewhere in hell. What do you call this? This is evil. This is madness. This is absolute insanity. Wow.
If it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you, my sister?
Fine. Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name.
Thank God for giving you the wisdom of picking your topics every day.
Thank you.
I listen to your program every day.
Thank you. I'm
UK from Ikorodu.
Welcome, UK. Thank you for calling.
You see, the topic you're talking about now is a serious topic. Serious topic in the sense that the state government, I don't think they know what they're doing. They will create some chances for police to be eating money from innocent citizens, from hard-working citizens in this state. You see, that's one way of they're talking about too.
Mm-hmm.
It's police that are using it to make money for their pocket. So I am happy we bring this topic up today, and I want you to let them know. Those areas that create one way, they should on their own put a very solid sign. Not the sign they will just put there, they will put the sign there, a man will just go there, police will just go there, and turn it so I can make money from it. It's wrong. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side, my friends. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. One more call and then we go to WhatsApp, your Nigeria Info. Remember the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Right.
Yeah. It's good to have you here.
So I'm so glad to reach you this afternoon.
I'm glad you're here.
So thank God I can speak my mind right now.
Well, I hope you do.
So I just want to bring the attention of people back to Yaba side. Because there was a time I was driving, coming to Yaba, Sabo Yaba, where there's a traffic light there. So, you know, some people who does not know, will not know that you need to turn right to go and turn, make a U-turn, and enter straight to where the police station is to cross the commercial lane. So I was just coming that day, hoping that I can turn directly to the left. So the policemen, people, they were watching me, knowing that, oh, this person doesn't know. Or they left me until I reached, I turned to where they normally stand at that junction where their police station is. So I said, what did they stop me for? They said, don't you know that this place, you cannot turn directly to that lane? I said, there's no sign that indicate that I should not turn left. So what they mean is that I'm supposed to have turned right and make a U-turn and come across the road. So I said, this is not my fault. The traffic light is not even indicating, no sign that shows that I should not turn left. So they dragged it with me to the point that, and I carry somebody inside the car, and because the person does not have patience enough to, I say, well, what do you want me to do? They said that I cannot go. But I said, this is not my fault. They're supposed to indicate, give a proper sign that, oh, no turn left. Or if you want to go to the left, go and make a U-turn, take your right and make a U-turn and cross the road. Since there's no indication, so why will you hold me for it? So until they insist, I don't want them to waste my time, I have to settle down and go.
Wow.
So
how much did you pay?
I paid like 3,000 naira to just get away from that place. Just to allow me to save my time. But since that time, I've been looking for opportunity to bring this issue out. That's Sabo Yaba side, where that police station is. There is a T junction there. People who are going left to turn to commercial lane, commercial avenue. There's no sign to say that you should not turn left. But people who use to that place know that they have to turn right to make a U-turn to cross to commercial avenue, which, for these people, they are standing there to take it as a business for them to make money for people who does not know. So I want government to look at that junction to put a proper sign there so that people who are coming will know where to turn to and where not to turn to, so that it will not turn to extorting money from people anyhow.
Yeah.
Because as happened to me, I witnessed it, you know, and I noticed when other people enter unknowingly and police apprehend them and collect money from them. Which is not right. It is not right for us to express all this thing for this thing.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I do appreciate the sunny side. You have to. So you know what I'm thinking about right now? I can't imagine you being in the grip of law enforcement agents and then they're telling you to go pay 30,000. How much is minimum wage? How much is their salary that if they were fined 30,000, it would be a convenient figure to pay? So it seems like, so by the way, the officer who called in earlier, could you please call back? I guess this information that you might have that we need. Now, he's saying that the Lagos State government is doing everything that they can to ensure that there is order in the state. But, of course, he did also mention that there are a few bad eggs who are taking advantage of something. And we cannot allow these things continue. You cannot breed criminals in a society and think your job's going to be easy. You can't allow something like criminal minds to fester. You can't allow. It's like if you have an injury, you really want to pay attention to it real quick so that it heals. Because if it doesn't and it gets worse, it's anybody's guess. Like it really goes so bad, you get disfigured. Sometimes you might even need to amputate. It's that if we are not getting better, we are deliberately putting in effort every day to be worse. There's a message here. He says, Lagos State Task Force, LASMA, VIO police behave like criminals. In fact, they are criminals in uniform. They set trap for people to fall in and extort them. It's like this people seek this government jobs for extortion purpose alone. If these legal offices are in the north, they would have been leading kidnapping and banditry gangs. The Lagos State government empowered this criminals or criminal act. Oh, just a second, please. I have an obstruction on. Just a moment. Yeah, hold on, please. Lagos State government empowers this criminal act. They can allow thugs extort people. How much more criminal-minded officials? You see, okay, hold on. Well, there's someone, what I'm, everybody's, hold on a second. Everybody's calling. Wait, just wait, just a second, please. Hello, Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. You know, I don't know how to multitask. It just gets overwhelming. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. My name is BB.
Welcome, BB, to Nigeria Info. It's good to have you.
I have experienced this once with my husband at Bega precisely. And then I want people to know that there are some traffic lights that all this police officer and this last man, they will control on their own. Like, if the light says go, they will ask you to stop. And if the light now says stop, they will ask you to go. Whereas some of their mates are waiting at the other side to capture you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was our experience. But then I saw you, they will now tell you, you beat the traffic. So we were like, no. Your colleague just asked us to go now. That day, myself and my husband, we paid 26,000 Naira. That very day. Because they had to take us to their office and they were telling us different stories. They will impound our car if we can't pay, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, we paid so that we can go. So I just want people to know, when an officer asks you to go when the light is red, it's another trap. So since that day, even if the light is not working or working, I have to just wait for the light to turn green before I go. If an officer asks me to go, I won't. I will tell the officer, so far the light is there, I'm not going to beat the traffic.
Thank you. I've been driving and officers have asked me to go against the orders of the traffic light and I didn't quite have any issues, but I really do not undermine your pain or strain or the fact that you had to lose 26,000 in a country where minimum wage is 30,000. It's madness. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. You're going to have to speak up. Tell us your name.
Yeah, my name is Robert Smith.
Thank you.
Yes, Madam Joy, that same issue that happens on that Uniland Road, those police people there, that is what they used to do. They are not even police, they are just an area boys. They will be there. Once immediately you run into the place, and there is no signboard there that, oh, this place is one way. That is what they used to do. Not only that place, same thing at Yanowu. Same thing, no road sign, and where they are saying that Yanowu is just a street. You enter a street, then you go and bust out to another place and come out as a roundabout. It's not even a roundabout, just as if you are rounding a street, then now bust to the main road, which is not supposed to be. So that's it. Especially that Unilag, those area boys are there, the police guys are there also. They will be expecting you to run. And there is no signboard. There was a time, the signboard was there, but you know what happened? The tree, there was a tree there. Instead of them to shock, instead of them to chop the trees, to cut the tree.
No, don't cut the tree. Don't cut the tree. We don't have enough.
No. It's like, you know, it's like a trip. Or they should move that signboard from that tree.
Better.
The tree have covered the signboard. That is what I mean.
Yeah, but you don't cut the tree.
Okay, fine. Instead of
just
that,
reposition the sign. You could even put a sign on the tree.
On the tree, better. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did now, you run into it. After, they will now show you that this is the signboard that you pass one way, which is not done. It's not done that way.
All right.
That is what they used to do. And they'll collect money from you, collect like almost 5,000, even the 10,000, if care is not taking.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome.
You're on the sunny side, friends. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. Go to Dokwemu Bridge. You'll see how these law enforcement agency do normally hide to deal with motorists in this Lagos. I'm very much aware the government is aware. Now, that's the thing. You know, like, it might be a case of where the government knows enough but does no, the government knows but doesn't know enough, you know? And as we are trying to maybe highlight, it might be a few officials who are really just behind this madness. We had a caller call in earlier on. He says he's a police officer, but he chose to be anonymous. He did say that the government is really trying to enforce order in the state and try to hold people accountable for the things that they do against the state, which might not be which might be detrimental to the life of other residents in Lagos State. But he also highlighted the fact that there are a few bad eggs that, you know, take advantage of, I guess, the blind spot of the state to perpetrate this thing we're talking about today. I have another message here. You say your name is Akeem. The day I experienced from... the day I had experience with LASMA, I guess. You say, I was shocked when they told me they are not on the Salary Gazette of Lagos State, but what they realize from the people is used to pay their salary. Well, I cannot quite confirm that. So I'm not sure whether the guy who told you that has that on, you know, on authority. Oh, well, that would be something. That would be something. Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
My name is Matthew.
Matthew, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. See, Ms. J, I don't even want to like take you far. If you look, that NNPC at Ikoyi, at that Ikoyi Club, it's a one-way.
Uh-huh.
Go, if you go there now, you will not see the sign. Even if you see it, He's facing people that are coming down from. He's facing people that are coming from Osborne. Why that thing is not supposed to be there?
No, if it's on Osborne, then that's better because that's a highway.
See, sometimes you will not even see it. People coming from that Salomo Bridge, you will not see. You just run into it. You just enter. After you enter, then some of them are far. Some of them are at that Ikoyi Club gate. They will now stop you there. Then they will now start giving you some languages. Then the second one, this one is seriously disturbing us in Lagos. You see that Ikoyi, especially that Ikoyi. They will not. There is nowhere they write no parking. No. But if you park, you will just see all those. On they not even wear clothes. Nothing. They will just wear the maybe sea caution clothes. They will just wear. They will just come and block your car. They will block your car. They will collect. They will sort your. They will just motor. They will take it to that Obalende. Obalende, that cemetery side.
Wow.
They will take your car there. They will not say they will issue you this. That I was a victim. I paid 10,000 naira at once. See the thing. I was so mad to myself because I'm a driver and that money was deducted from my salary.
Oh.
Yeah. So all these things. If there's no parking, and then I went there and parked, you know, that one is a different case.
Yeah. Like if they have a sign but, saying don't park, and then you park.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In short, see, all those Ikoyi, Global Road, Bank Road, all those roads, those guys, they just walk around there, doing nothing, just waiting for people that will park. Then immediately you park, they will come for you.
All right.
And okay, if they don't want people to park, okay, well, let them write it boldly that this place is not meant for parking.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will know that, okay, well, if you park, then you have to face the law. And I don't even know those people. I don't know where they are from. They don't wear uniform. Naughty. Please, let them do something about it, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's good to have you here. Can you hear us? You there?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
If you're coming from Oshodi towards airport,
Road.
Mm.
There's this bridge between 7 and 8. You will see some police people there. They will hide upper the bridge, upper Ladibo bridge, under bridge. If the road, the networking of the road is very confusing for motoring. You see these people hide at the junction of 7 and 8 junction.
Mm.
There is this road that connects, a link that connects Ajawo Gate at 7 and 8. They will hide there. So the moment people come from Oshodi, that is people who are coming from Oshodi, not exactly the normal airport road lane. If you are coming from the other side of the Oshodi towards Airport Junction, the road networking is very, very confusing for motorists. Instead of these people to put a signage for people to know that this is a one way, they won't. They will just hide there. The moment they see you, they will just come out from their hiding place and catch the motorists. There was a guy that was passing. I saw about three of them. So one man was taking his daughter to the hospital last week. This man was on a very desperate motion to take the baby to the hospital. A lady of a girl of like 15 years. She was somehow unconscious. These people intercepted this man and arrested them. The man was begging and crying that I'm taking my child to the hospital. Please allow me. They said no. There was a lady with them. They insisted on taking these people to where we don't even know. So the government should look into that of 7 and 8. The thing is getting out of hand. There is very much. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I have Roth from Satellite. He says, those guys are on target. Meanwhile, they will do anything possible to bill you as long as they arrest you. The government is totally aware of it. Thank you very much for your message. I want to check out this one. This is lengthy now. They now plot with some individuals to extort Bolt and Uber drivers, mostly at the airport, Shomolu and Yaba areas. This what they do. One of their men will order a ride for a short distance with the area or within the area, you mean? And they will either wait in place in which when you park to pick their men, they'll double cross you and arrest you for wrong parking, or they will arrest you. When you go pick the rider, he or she will now direct you to a street that is one way by their member, already waiting for you to grab you immediately. So this, are you a Bolt driver? This one suspects that there is even a strategic plot to arrest someone. They don't even wait for you to commit an offense. They just dig a hole, throw you in there, and then find you guilty. The issue is my wife needs to start at a nettle. No. That's not a contributory. No, that's not for me. Shayu, Joyce, welcome to Nigeria, a country where it is a taboo for law enforcement agency to correct you before you make the mistake. Instead, they will hide and pounce on you the moment you make the mistake. Isn't it quite a tragedy that we have law enforcement agents who would not say, oh no, don't do that? No. Well, to be honest, and this is also to the credit of them who do so, there are a few agents who are not as corrupt and who are not seeking your downfall. They don't wake up every day plotting your defeat. Yeah, so there are quite a few agents who would say, no, this is one way, go the other way. There are a few of them. I've met a few of them. I have. Unfortunately, the bad one causes so much pain. And when you put people who are already in pain and deeper pain, there is a tendency for one to forget the good days or the moments where they had someone treat them any better. Joyce, I'm a Bolt driver. There are some neighborhoods I don't go because the exploiters called officers. I'd rather pay the mechanic to fix my car than pay LASMA. Sometimes they use yellow bus to create a mess and position some people to misguide road users to fall in there. Really? Like a deliberate attempt to throw you into a ditch, right? Wow. some of Nigeria's YouTubers can go and play undercover in most of these places. They might invest half a day or the whole day trying to catch them on video, taking down the sign and pulling people over so that they can put it on YouTube for the rest of Nigeria and the world to see. John from Dallas, Texas. Well, if you're a content creator, someone has just given you an idea. Another idea someone shared with us, he says he has a dash cam, and if you can afford the cost, it might be an investment, really. I think it might save you from a few expenses or losses, we'll call this one. Yaba traffic light is a zone for business for Sabo Police Station. The road signs approves that turning, but the police capitalize on it. I will beat someone up one day because I stay around that area. Well, don't beat anybody. But I think I understand your rage. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello, welcome. Make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Hexagon calling for the first time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, look, I have some stories. Well, let me see how many I can cover.
I don't know you can cover. Tell us the most painful one, because we don't have so much time, you know.
So I came home this day, and I was just undressing. Suddenly, I noticed that there was something going on in my sitting room. I have these two stubborn twins, my last born. So I just came out of my room, saw one of them holding a muzzle of gun. So I looked up, saw a policeman soaked with water. This water was dripping from his body, and he was panting and almost like collapsing. So this my boy of 4 years was dragging the gun with this policeman. And the funny thing is that my elder brother is a police officer, even though I've warned him to resign from Nigerian police because I don't like anything about Nigerian police. Because of some of them anyway. So immediately my heart sank. I just called, Zebron, what are you doing? So he was telling me, uncle's gone. So I looked at this policeman. He was panting like somebody that fell from a palm tree. He was telling me, brother, he couldn't speak. He said, we are being chased. I asked him what happened. He said, I remembered my senior brother immediately. Then I dragged one of my sisters. I said, sit down. Then he sat down. I asked him what happened. He said that, no, I allowed him a few minutes. Then it was like he was beginning to regain strength. I then asked him what the problem was. He said that we were being chased by some task force, this and that, blah, blah. Then
police officer being chased by task force.
I am telling you the truth. This happened. I live at Odojo Road, opposite First Act. This thing happened at Oyuti, to be precise. So that day, immediately I came out because where I live, one side is Badagry Expressway, the other one is Odojo Road. So I came out towards Odojo Road. I saw the whole area gathered, few people shouting at this police and this task force chasing them. So that one ended that way. I hired him anyway. Later, I get him some water, he bathed, and I gave him my clothes, he changed and went. I didn't see him again up to today. That one gone. Wow. Then the other day at Yaba, this particular Yaba everybody's talking about, something happened in my office. One of the lecturers that came to lecture some staff of my office picked a fellow lecturer's phone by mistake. That one is, I think it's with Yaba. The other one came from Unijos. Then there's this woman journalist with NTA, Abuja. So she also came. So when I was taking them to a co-hotel, they suddenly realized that one of the lecturers is not with his phone. They called the phone. It was the lecturer that came from Unilag who picked the call. So we were to go to Unilag to collect the phone. So as we are going, a straight road, no, there's no corner, no nothing. As I was just going, another driver who was coming from opposite direction flagged me down that it is a one way. Already I saw three people in my front coming. And trust me, there's this madness in me when I am in crisis. I don't know how it happens, but I have this unseen antenna. Once I notice that I'm in danger, I can drive from here to Abuja with vice. Immediately, I engage my vice gear. These guys came to chase me. Honestly, when they discover that this one is a madman, they stop and brought out their cameras. And they, by this time, every occupant of this vehicle was sweating from their head down.
Yeah.
They were shouting. But being the way it has always been anyway.
Yeah.
So I succeeded. But the thing is this. That's Yaba.
Everybody's talking about Yaba. Like someone, I even have a message here now.
Yaba and Amu Odofi. They have to, the Lagos State have to do something about these two places I'm mentioning now.
All right.
Siamu Odofi, Yaba area. They have to do something about these two
Thank
places.
You. Thank you very much for calling. Someone says, Owerishoki, dead zone. The day these animals in uniforms stopped me, that I entered one way, I nearly knocked them off. I hate rubbish. Wait. You see, look, if there's anything you need to survive in this world, you need grit, you need will, you need good judgment. So I like that you have will. I love that you have grit. But don't knock anybody off. It just changes the whole storyline. It goes from being a traffic offense to being a murder case. Yeah. But you know, I like the fact that you're not asleep, you know. You don't let someone come make a meal out of you. And I don't know why Nigeria should allow itself become like this. Because what you do is you compel humans to connect to their lower leanings. So when people are supposed to be decent and noble and just and upright and tempered, then you say, well, be a little man and then be, be half man, be half animal. Because maybe that's the only way they don't finish you. I mean, the caller is saying once he's in danger, he's mad. And that's also a very good thing, like, because that's how you survive, to be honest. The moments your mind realizes, those who have that mechanism don't even know what God has done for them. The moments you're in danger, there's a certain level of your mind that unlocks, because you're either going to survive or you're not going to survive. So that's a good thing. You say, yeah, the Sabo traffic light is a zone for business for Sabo Police Station. Okay, I think I read this one earlier on. Look, someone says, Joyce, I paid $100,000 last 3 months for a crime I did not commit. The Lagos State government appears to be empowering criminals. Joyce, seriously, the guys, police and LASMA formed alliance and are not worth it at all. You'll see LASMA and police in a commercial small bus at the Guinness area linking Ikeja, using buses to follow private cars. Even if you overtake there, they say you have followed one way, that you're not meant to overtake other cars there. And where is a sign that says so? They take advantage of you rushing to work very early in the morning. Why? Because you're not supposed to rush. Is there a law against rushing? Is there a law against overtaking? Oh, wow. These are necessary things. Look, there's a message here you should hear. Joyce, I was listening to your beautiful program now. I heard a man that talked about his experience on Yaba Akoka area to Unileg. Last year, I was a victim there. They billed me $20,000, which I paid. Later, I came back to the spot with a welder to fix that signage on the floor. I met the same police guys there. They were laughing at me as I was fixing the signage. The next day, I came around the place. The same signage I fixed was on the floor. You know, you hear some things and you need a minute. You know, you want to take it in. You want to take it in. And then you want to learn to survive. And God forbid that this is really what we're going to have to call it. Yeah. It's Oh wow. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I'm with you. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling.
I've been
You've been
I would
what?
Love to be an animal.
Sure, please. Go ahead.
Okay. These people here.
Where?
You know that they're coming back from Holland. There's a connection between Race Course and to connect to Bonny Camp.
Okay.
So there's a road there that is one way. So I saw a last man there. Three of them standing. So I said, sorry, sir. I want to connect to Bonny Camp. Where should I follow? The other one said, follow this side. So maybe that took this place. That one turned back. And the other one now rushed to me, snapping me picture and taking video. I said, what happened? He said, you followed one way. Now your brother said, I follow you. And I said, no, my brother, I don't even know you. He's not my colleague. I said, but he's waiting to tell you from which is the last one of the stuff. That one said, no, consign me. He entered our car. Just see. What that guy saw that day, he saw the other side of life. Because he said we should go to the office at Oshodi. So along the line on Top Milan Bridge, just see. We beat that guy. We beat him.
No. But you know that's exactly wrong, right?
Yeah, he's wrong, but him is wrong. He started it first.
Oh, no. Why?
Why would he give me a wrong direction?
So which of them did you beat? The one who gave you wrong direction or the one who said...
The one that gave me the wrong direction ran away. Then the other one that came was who received the beating. Then there's other place inside Oshodi. If you follow inside Oshodi, you'll find out that there's the tree covering the one-way signage. They covered. So when they arrested you, so that they arrested me there, I was like, bro, this is no one-way now. The guy went to remove the tree. He removed the tree to show me the signage inside.
How is anybody capable of removing a tree?
That's what they do. There's a tree covering where they put the signage.
And he can uproot the tree?
So, no, it's a big mango tree.
And he removed the roots from the ground?
No, they will pull the tree up, like they will just wave it away to show you the signage.
Oh, you mean the branches?
Yes, they will just shift the branches and show you the signage. The branches are covering the signage.
Oh, there you go.
And show you that this is one way.
Oh.
So then they arrested me. And the guy said I should pay, $50,000. So we begged him. At the end of the day, he collected $10,000. But guess what? His phone fell down inside my car.
And you were good, right? You gave him back.
I stole the phone.
Oh, you're even... What kind of a human being are you trying to be?
Joyce, that's the best thing, seriously. I removed the sinker and I sold the phone to one Aboki for $15,000.
Yeah, but what kind of man are you trying to be?
They started it. They are law enforcement.
We need Lagos State government up in this one. Like, this is something else. This is not the country we want. Yeah? Oh, I needed that gist about the guy he said he bit up on the bridge. Oh, good God. The volume of your radios. Wow. Uh-huh.
Good afternoon. Yes, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Okay, you haven't bit up the officer of the law. Like, you know how wrong that is.
Yes. I'm half crazy when I'm on the way.
Ha.
Yeah. That's what it takes to survive in Lagos.
Maybe not. So now, I guess we need to draw the attention of the government. It doesn't have to descend to hell.
Sorry, Joyce. Ha. You know why? Government, they're culpable of this. They know about it.
So, an officer called in earlier on. He's saying that the government is honestly just trying to implement
the
law.
They are not. It's not. Tell me that crap. The government, they know about the whole thing. The government create an agency. They are all about making money from the people. They are all about making money from the people. We are not right. We are not ready to do the right thing. We live in a crazy system.
Nah, this is madness.
To be honest with you, Joyce.
This is madness.
Open the radio. Hello? Open the radio station from morning to night, 24 hours in a week. You can never hear people call and give you a good report. The LASMA, the police, the Agbero, the VIO.
No, this is wrong.
Where is it done?
We need to get the government to speak on this.
A government to employ a touch to work for them. Where is it done in the world?
Hold on a second. Oh, yeah, that one. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Good heavens. All right. are the Sunny Side 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. I must say that this conversation will have to continue next week. We have really given this quite an effort today. There are a few messages I'd like to read, and I think it's actually necessary to see what we're dealing with here. This year alone, I've paid $62,700 to the pockets of LASMA officials for a very flimsy offense that could just require a simple correction. The money goes directly into the officials' pockets. The corruption amongst Lagos traffic officials is so massive because of the power to almost impound vehicles, which pretty much is what informed this conversation. Impound vehicles for all offenses. They will frustrate you when you want to pay legal. They will frustrate you when you want to pay legally for fines. Okay, well, that's a whole ball of wax. My experience was with road safety for a faded plate number. I was made to face mobile court because I refused a bribe, and they made me pay $40,000 last week. At this point, I could knock them from this moment, and anytime I see them on the way, very painful. Anonymous from Command. And I think the government should take into account the mindset of a society, the spirit of a society. And it's anybody's guess to see what's really brewing beneath. We're begging men to become madmen. We're saying, you see, sanity don't pay. Give up sanity, give up peace for disorder. That's exactly what we're saying. A lady who complained about LASMA asking motorists to move when the traffic light shows red is saying the truth. I've been a victim of that madness before here in Lekki. They had to use the small bus to cross me. To cut the long story short, I paid $20,000. This one, real quick. Ooh, this is lengthy. Joyce, minimum wage, $30,000. You said I have paid $35,000, $26,500, $10,000 naira, etc. for different offenses I didn't commit as there was no sign or traffic official to direct. I have to be off on a break. It's time for the headlines. We're Nigeria Info. You on the Sunny Side. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Nigeria Info.
I promise that this conversation will have to continue next week. I would put in some effort to get an official of the state to speak on this. We want to find out how much they know and what they're willing to do about what it is you have said. I hope that my team would help. And I even pray that an official would honor the invitation, because we're persuaded to believe that they are, I mean, they might have a vague idea, but you see, until they catch someone, they probably don't even have anything to work with. The gentleman who pretty much was a little frustrated about the fact that minimum wage is $30,000, the message, he says, I have paid $35,000, $26,500, $10,000 naira for different offenses I didn't commit, as there was no sign or traffic officer to direct. I've got proof for all this because I am always on alert with the audio recordings and snapping, but you'll still have to dance to their tunes with all the evidence. I think this location should have personnel that will direct you if they really mean what the government wanted. If not, I've said it and I've said it again, the government is aware. So now people are thinking, in the absence of something being done specifically to correct the ill, the government might just know about it and deliberately not do anything about it. This is when your messages are so long. You say, while there are obvious wrongs on all sides, from the government not monitoring its agents to agents colluding with street touts to ensnare the unsuspecting driver, drivers themselves either wittingly or unwittingly fall prey. What is of utmost concern, in my estimation, is how aloof Nigerians can be in the face of obvious realities. They'll often choose to carry on like it's not their business, while the law enforcement agents and touts have a field day with innocent Nigerians who, oh, that's so true, that's so true, innocuously break traffic laws. The man dies in who keeps silent in the face of tyranny. I would have thought that in a nation that has coercion and injustice, no one will be unjust to all. Or what am I reading it? An injustice to one will be, oh, pardon me, an injustice to one will be an injustice to all. I've had to intervene as an eyewitness to the same, oh, on the same Herbert Macaulay way, off University Road to save a man when many others would have walked away as it is in their business. But for my intervention, a private car driver was going to become a victim to a fictitious traffic offense for a one-way sign that wasn't visibly placed. Thank you, Mike. A one-way sign that was not visibly placed. And that's the thing. I hope that the officials would really try and speak about this. Maybe like defend, if there is defense to be put forward. The fact that Nigerians think that the enforcement agents are actually working with touts to even break the law. Because that's exactly what it is. If you would cause someone to fall foul against the law, then the law should pretty much state that to be an obvious wrong, even against instituted rules of the state. And I think maybe pretty much everyone has at this point accused some officials of actually working with uninstituted humans, uninstituted agents. Like someone said, how does a government employ touts? It's like, how would any government do that? Right? We'll be right back. Well, I think maybe a good way to tell you that this conversation will continue another time is pretty much referencing quite a number of messages to read, to be honest. But I'm going to take the conversation into next week. We'll revisit your messages, particularly those that have talking points. And Mike said something that's actually worthy of note, to be honest. He says that Nigerians tend to deliberately turn away from the obvious. It seems at this point we can all agree that there are some officials who take advantage of, you know, Nigerians, innocent Nigerians. And I think what Mike is saying is that Nigerians have to start looking out for each other, because that's one way. Because maybe if an official knows that if he stops an innocent person and then slaps on them a claim, and the innocent Nigerian is trying to defend himself and people maybe witnessed it, then the official can almost not bet on his success to win that one, that would not be his day, because Nigerians would turn up for another Nigerian. Nigerians would say something specific. Nigerians would say something in defense of the innocent. He says, and this is the paragraph that I think is worthy of note. He says, Nigerians often choose to carry on like it's not their business, while the law enforcement agents and touts have a field day with innocent Nigerians who innocuously break traffic laws. So be your brother's keeper. Now that's worthy of note. And yes, we would try to find out particularly any of the agents who's willing to speak on this, because they even need to defend their name and the force that they serve. We do not want the impression that, you know, there are some elements who work for the state in state's uniform, come out every day and work against the state. That is that's robbery to the state. That's defacing the state. That's defacing the nation. It's quite disrespectful, to be honest, to have an institution where the people who degrade it are within it. We'll be right back. You know, I think there's a good and a bad part to it. And it's something I would like to discuss sometime on the Lords of Logic, where the Nigerian, and I think two people said that today, I'd rather destroy my car than go to the office. Something, there's a tilt in judgment. There's an upset in the judgment, in what should be right judgment there. And it's necessary for us to highlight that, where people, in order to attain what is their version of justice, undue justice, like, so maybe justice doesn't serve them, right? And so in order to serve justice to themselves, they're willing to lose something and upset the entire structure of what is, say, a formal process to justice. So it's like, if you're willing to go down, then I'm willing to go to hell. It's like, we can really take this down to the belly of hell, and that's something I'm willing to give. And no country should debate. No country should fall that low. That's no longer a country. That's something else. That's not the country anymore. We'll talk about this next week, God willing. The sunny side. All right. Language and interpretations. So on language and interpretations today, we're continuing our conversation from last week, which is a social construct of what we know to be destiny helpers. The assumption is, or at least given what people have to say, they believe that somebody's coming. Or maybe that's not necessarily how they put it. Maybe what they believe is, I'm on earth and somebody has to come for me to actualize my goal. Somebody has to. So that we have prayer points around that. We have affirmative statements around that. We live like that is a truth or a kind of a truth. We expect it. We even approach people as though they are the one in whose hands the outcome of our destiny lies. And so we say to ourselves, oh, I'm looking for a destiny helper. Oh, I'm waiting for my destiny helper. And then you approach someone and you say, Oga, you are the God I see. You're my destiny helper. Or yeah, you say, and many times I think the undertone when you say boss and chairman is really what you're really just saying, that God has sent you to me. And I think we need to look at that again. I think you might be persuaded by the fact that God has sent someone to you, and so you approach them as though they are the Messiah. What we're not sure about is if that's true. Now think about it, because I have. You know how it is where, and I don't know whether you take your condition into the equation, that your condition is really what makes you see things the way you see things. Because if, say, you didn't have that condition, you probably would have a different reality. In fact, you'd be fighting a whole nother level of demons. You wouldn't be fighting this demon where you're... Now, that's the thing. Maybe it's not even a demon, because it's a social thing now. It's a social belief where people will say, oh, you're my destiny helper. You're my, I don't know what else you call them. I mean, you elevate them to almost a godlike status, and you assume that they are closer to God than you are. One, because you probably, they have made it and you haven't. And so if you're going to make it, well, this person whom you see, whom you have assumed to be the image of God in flesh, might need or has to do something to bring your destiny to light. So let's talk about that. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. You're ready? Destiny help us. And then the philosophy that it might be true. Or is it true?
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. This is Oyenka from Lekki Epe Agri.
Nice. You're not in my...
I wanted to call last year. I couldn't call, but now I'm here. So, please, I want to find out, this destiny helper, I want to give two references, and I want to know if they are destiny helper. Judas Iscariot in the Bible, is he a destiny helper?
Are you asking a question?
Yes, I'm asking a question.
Okay.
Is he a destiny helper to Christ, Judas Iscariot?
Okay.
That is number one. Number two, that book called The Gods Are Not to Blame. We were told in that book that there was a prophecy that a child will be born, and that child will grow, kill the father and marry the mother. Mm. And that the only way to avoid that prophecy is that child had to be killed. So the man that was given that child to take to the forest and kill the child could not kill that child. Was the man a destiny helper, or that individual, was he a destiny helper to that child?
What book is that again? The Gods Are Not to Blame.
The Gods Are Not to Blame. That child later grew up, killed the father and married the mother. Who was the destiny helper in that instance?
Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you very much for calling.
You're
I'm not going to answer that one. That's your work. Welcome to the show. Destiny helpers as a social philosophy. Make it back. So he asked I don't know why he asked the question. I don't even know whether it's because he believes in destiny helpers that has informed the question. But maybe you might have an answer to that. I don't know if he's ever heard of fate. Yeah. I don't know if he understands, at least according to Greek mythology, the humans are the plaything of the gods. And I don't know what he thinks of that. I want to know what you think of that. Hello, Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
This is Lord Igwe Victor.
Yeah, Lord Igwe Victor. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just want to respond to the last caller.
Real quick.
Yeah. He asked something about the book, The Gods Are Not Blessed. Yes, I want to respond to him that Olamo to me in his book, he said that the gods are not to blame because he who allows the gods to use, the gods uses or the gods use. So most times we are instruments in the hand of whatever we devote our lives to use or for the usage of whatever that wants to use us. So it's left for us to use our self, our senses, because they say if you are not useful to yourself, others will use you to become useful to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Well, that was a good addition. Huh? All right, The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You can win some Nigeria Info money. And good luck to who the winner would be in advance. Treasure hunt. The treasure is a photo of Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu, which has been hidden somewhere on the app. Go search for it. Once you see it, find it, click on it, fill out the requested details, submit it. The fastest finger gets to win. Now, it might be you, and I hope it's you. Good luck. You can only participate through the app, so I hope you have the app. And then let's see what happens with you and the possibility of you winning 5,000 Naira now on Nigeria Info. By the way, you're on The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for being here. Destiny Helpers. What's your name?
I'm coming from Festa.
Great.
I was saying there is a reason I don't really believe in Destiny Helper. Let me give you an example. If you have watched Star Wars, for example, was there any point that Anakin was not the chosen one? The answer is no. The problem was that on both sides, the people who are training him believed so much that he was the chosen one that they ignored many of his dangerous traits that ultimately made him fall to the dark side. And when he now fell, was he still the chosen one? He was. All he had to do was when he regained his senses and he threw Palpatine down from the reactor, he was always the chosen one, but he had to act. I don't know if you get my point. Even Jesus had to go to Calvary. So my point is that a destiny helper pushing you to a destiny can either destroy you or, in another case, it can even destroy the helper itself.
Wait, are you saying that the destiny helper... help me, because from your illustration, I'm not getting your summary.
The illustration I'm making is that, for me, destiny is not always set in stone. It's a possibility. So will you now say you have a helper for every single possibility? You are the one who has to make the choice.
Oh, okay.
The choice is yours at every given point.
All right. Thank you. You're on The Sunny Side. We're trying to see whether we understand the language and, of course, give interpretation to what we say. We understand when we say destiny helpers. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. You're on Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here. Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
This is Moses.
Welcome, Moses.
I'm from Lekki.
Great.
In the first place, what is destiny? If there is destiny, there is no sin.
Huh?
Destiny is like program. Yes, if you are being programmed to.
Did you say if there's destiny, there's no
sin?
There's
nothing like destiny.
Oh.
You are left to make your decisions, and you are left to follow the Bible way of God or don't follow it. You have every right to live your life the way you want, and you are not. There is no woman that God write that this is the woman you write you marry, and there is no man that God put somewhere that this is the man that will help you.
Mm.
He can use people to help you, but it doesn't mean that man is your destiny, that both of you have been programmed that one day you will meet him and he will help you.
Are you sure this conclusion is accurate?
Yes, there's nothing like destiny, because destiny in total is like a programming. It's like a memory card. You have been programmed to do something, so that means there is nothing like sin.
No, wait. So that sin, like S-I-N...
Yes.
What are you saying?
It's a destiny, because a thief is programmed to be thief. Amroba is programmed to be Amroba. The one that is a rich man is programmed to be rich.
You're also saying that there's no free will.
So that means there's no free will.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
So there's nothing like destiny, and there's nothing like destiny helper.
Yeah, but if we use your memory card illustration or reference, if we reference that, then it means that if you have already been encoded, then that's an actual outcome. Wouldn't that be referred to?
If you have been encoded, as you have said, anything you do, can you call it a sin?
Now, sin is a different conversation altogether. We're on destiny.
No, I'm coming. If we're talking of destiny, destiny means something is being programmed to be like this.
So there's no sin. Okay, well, thank you very much.
That means if there's anything like that, there's no sin.
No, your argument is out of kilter because sin is a different conversation all by itself. I don't see how that.
It's the same thing with destiny. Go and check it well.
All right, thank you.
You are very brilliant.
Thank you.
Come on.
Well, that's why I can pick the faults. I can pick the faults. Like there's something wrong with the position.
Destiny is like programming.
All right, thank you very much for calling Lagos, Nigeria. Let's hear you. Afternoon, the volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Fantastic work.
Afternoon, thank you.
Thank you, my sister.
Welcome. Tell us your name.
God bless you.
And bless you.
Now, I want to talk about Jonathan and David. If there is no, in the Bible, if there is no destiny helper, by the way, my name is Kennedy and I'm calling from Ikotun.
Okay.
If there are no destiny helper, then Jonathan is not needed in David's life.
What was Jonathan's destiny?
Jonathan is destined to help David to become the king of Israel.
So if that's his destiny, then how are you also saying that his destiny is to be a destiny helper? If that's his destiny.
Yes. That is his destiny. That is the sole purpose of his creation.
Okay.
To help David to become the king. So if we are saying that there is no destiny or there is no sin, we are not really comprehending the matter properly.
Don't bother about that reference. No, that one is like, those are two different things.
I won't reference that.
That's different.
But what I want to put across is this, that,
So someone asked about Judas Iscariot. So Judas is Christ's destiny helper.
Jesus told Judas, do what you are meant to do.
So Judas, that's what I'm asking you. So Judas is Christ's destiny helper.
Yeah, to become
John helper.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Now he said later. He said the Son of Man must go according to the Scripture. But woe unto that man.
That's destiny, right? That was his destiny. So why do you need a helper?
Purpose. No, that was the purpose. Was the purpose of Judas' creation.
All right.
He was created to do that.
To be a helper. Listen to the language.
Not helper in this form.
Yeah, but that's exactly what we're talking about. It's like
No. He has something to do. He has something.
Everybody has something to do.
Yeah, but now it now depends on what you are programmed to do.
So,
but I'm referencing Jonathan and David. David.
All right, thank you. We get that. Thank you.
Was kind of helped by Jonathan. You couldn't have attained that.
John the Baptist also helped Jesus die, too. John the Baptist also helped the destiny helper, right?
Just to announce Jesus.
He's also a destiny helper now because that's what you're saying.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's just an errant. Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling.
Now, my sister, quick one. See, you are planning to bring somebody from the traffic or whatever, from the official of
God help me.
Lagos. Yeah. But I want to tell you, they will come to insult Lagosians.
Yeah.
They will come there to defend. I pray that one of them will want to come. But I'm preparing Lagosians' mind that this is what they were supposed to expect from them. They will never admit. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 8, that when you see corruption growing wings in a community like Nigeria, check out that an official is receiving everything. The one has the under one has a higher officer above him, then another higher officer. They knew about these things, but we have opportunity, my sister.
Thank you.
It will be an erroneous thing if this government still come back to Lagos. Thank you.
The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hey, hi. I make it back. Wow. So it seems as though from the narrative, some people are choosing what the helper is. And so can you see what we're doing now? It's like we're picking and choosing what to call someone who plays a role in the cause of life. So some are helpers, others are what? So you say, Judas, you say he's not the helper suddenly? Oh, okay. Nigeria Info, hey, I'll make it back. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce, hi.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, turn up the volume of your radio set. You know that one. All right, great.
Steve with Victor.
Real good. You have a minute. You have less than a minute. Real quick, drop it.
Yeah. I believe in destiny help.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that the destiny per se is just like a programmed format of an individual that has been planned to be executed at a particular period of time. But what is applied to it is there is a saying, a phrase in the Bible that says, I return the sword that under the earth that the rest is not to the sweet and the bread is not to the wise.
Okay, you're not even sure about the Bible verse. Let me go off on a break. Try to figure it out. I'll be right back. The sunny side. Get info. Let's talk.